This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatment. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311.
It's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices.
Broadcasting live from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, in the heart of the great American Southwest, it's Erskine Overnight. Now, here's Erskine.
Last hour this year, and we're going out with a bang. Our priority is going to be to talk about what we're looking into next year. This is our priority for tonight, looking into next year and looking back a little bit on last year. I don't want to look too much back on last year. It wasn't a great year. It wasn't for me. I also want to thank Mike. I want to thank Dan. I want to thank Manny, making me sound good, hopefully. But you've really done a great job. Our guest right now is the one, the only, the incredible Gregory Manarino. He's a financial strategist, he's a technical analyst, and a practicing healthcare provider, host of the popular YouTube daily blog, and author of 7 books. His latest, The Politics of Money, is a complete update of all his books. His experience as a Wall Street analyst for the security arm of Bear Stearn during the dot-com bubble gave him insight to explore and expose finance, economics, government, current events on Wall Street and Main Street America. He understands bubbles. We're going to talk about bubbles, not pretty bubbles. We're going to talk about bubbles that could be disastrous for humanity tonight. And we're going to talk about things with Greg that they want to censor. Yes, censor. They don't want this information out. His mission is to make us aware so we can become our own central bank. The BYOCB, Become Your Own Central Bank Community, may be survivors in a radically changing America and the world. This may be a question of your survival. Tonight, New Year's predictions. GregoryManarino.com, TradersChoice.net are his two websites. Go to ErskineOnRadio.com. You'll get all the information up there. Greg, welcome to Erskine Overnight. Man, you've got some stuff to talk about tonight.
Yes, I do. I'm just laughing with the pretty bubble comment. Yeah, bubbles aren't really that pretty. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I'm sorry.
They're not pretty at all. By the way, before we get into that, you've got Advice for Life and Options Trading. It's an ebook for $2.95. 4 simple option strategies that work. That's free. But the Advice for Life and Options Trading. Options is a great way to make some money fast, isn't it, and safely.
Well, you better know what you're doing. I mean, because you can get hurt, too.
You explain to people what to do. You're really good about that. Follow, because you're one of the only people that when you're looking at, and you've had the charge for it, I can understand why, but when you're, it's only $49 a year, but when you're looking at your YouTube videos, you're the person who is putting their money in. You're not taking their money. They're investing with you. That's a big difference. You're putting your money where your mouth is, my friend.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm trying to even the playing field in a lot of ways. You know, that's what I'm really doing here with my site here. I want to make a difference. That's really what I'm trying to do, just like you, just trying to get people to understand, you know, what's really going on, not what they're trying to force feed everyone, what's happening, and what they can expect as we move forward. It's, you know, it's an ugly picture. They don't want anyone to understand that. They want everyone to think that everything is just great, that the world economy is booming, that we're booming here in the United States. None of this is true. We keep getting.
If you don't understand it, I'm not interviewing Larry Kudlow, and I'm not interviewing Jim Cramer. We're interviewing somebody who is trying to help us and not shilling for anything.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I'm exactly. I really care about people. I just want them to understand, you know, and then make up their own decisions as to what they want to do and how they want to play this whole thing. The fact of the matter is, yes, we are in a situation here in the United States, and it's very simple to understand. When you look at the equity market here in the United States, let's talk about the stock market. You know, I'm a stock guy here. But look at the fundamentals that are supporting this market. Let's just back up a moment here. Even the mainstream media is admitting that we are in a global slowdown. Not only are we in a global slowdown, Erskine, but what people need to understand at this basic level is every single, including the United States, modern economy is in a monetary death spiral. How do we know this is occurring here? Well, status post the crash of 2008, we've seen world central banks go on money printing and stimulus binges, the likes of which have literally never been seen in the history of the world. And despite this, we are in a global slowdown, and we're also witnessing deflation. In my book, The Politics of Money, I explain that before we get massive inflation, we're going to get there's a deflationary period, and we could talk more about that. But what people need to understand is the world's central banks are pressed up against the wall. They can't stop printing and stimulating. Now, they want us to believe that the Federal Reserve has stopped quantitative easing. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's so dastardly and so evil, what they're doing, and this is the reason why the stock market keeps moving higher, moving further and further away from the fundamentals that support it. Let me just go over that real quick for anyone that's interested. The Federal Reserve, status post the crash of 2008, required the banks to keep extra cash in reserves, cash that they could not lend out. Banks do not make any cash on monies that they cannot lend out. So I always wondered why they were doing this. Why was the Federal Reserve requiring all the big banks to keep this cash in reserve and not lend it out? Well, they were trying to sell this to the public as, oh, we want to keep the banks liquid in case another 2008 event occurs. No. So what they decided to do when the Federal Reserve came out and announced that they were going to stop overtly buying debt and mortgage-backed securities and a whole bunch of other things, too. They started forcing the banks to do it. So it's a backdoor quantitative easing. The Federal Reserve is now requiring the banks to hold liquid assets, not cash. That means debt. So they're forcing the banks to now, you know, keep their quantitative easing program going. Now, the issue why this is so dangerous is this debt is toxic. None of it can ever be paid back. We all understand that. You know, we all hear about, oh, the national debt is now $18 trillion, and subsequently, in case your listeners aren't aware, the United States is now the number two world economy. China just overtook us just a few weeks ago. Anyway, so this debt issue here is now being forced onto the backs of the banks, toxic debt. Now, the people that had any of their monies in a bank are the creditors of the bank. Not only are they, so this is what people don't understand. When you put your cash into one of these institutions, that money isn't yours anymore. It's really
actually, yeah. Greg, you're a third-party creditor, and that's what happens. You want to prove it to yourself. Try to take $5,000 out of the bank and see how quickly they say no. Because exactly. What they'll say is you can bring a note for mommy. There's a book out there I'll recommend to everybody. Don't Bank on It by Lowell Ponte. And it's absolutely free. Go to my website, you'll get a copy of Don't Bank on It by Lowell Ponte. But this is exactly what's happening at these banks. But the central bank, the central bankers, they're running scared right now. They're desperate, aren't they?
Well, they're extremely desperate because they've been flooding the world with debt, you know, in the form of cash and buying assets, and it's not doing anything here in the United States. They want us to believe that we're immune to the economic effects of the world. We have a global economy now. This is not the 1940s. You know, so what affects one part of the world affects everyone here. So this is the reason why we're seeing this, well, one of the reasons, this is multifactorial, but one of the reasons why we're seeing commodity prices falling under pressure and crude oil, there's a lot going on with it. But what people need to understand is you cannot have a global slowdown in the global economy with deflationary pressures on commodities and a stock market that keeps moving higher. What this means, whenever you see action like this, you have to understand that we're in a bubble. Now, that's not where the danger lies. It does not lie, although the people will get hurt. There's no doubt about it when this market decides to roll over. When will it roll over? Who knows? And frankly, who cares? It doesn't really matter if you're looking to capitalize on it, because you can do that. But the main issue, and you brought this up right at the beginning here, is why this is a life and death matter and why it is so grave is the debt bubble is not a financial problem. It's a resource issue. I think we've discussed this before.
It's a human problem. It's a resource issue. We're going to talk about that and much more when we return with Greg Mannarino. Our number 800-313-9443. Listen to this. This is going to be one of the most important hours. That's why I've got him on the very last hour of the last year of this year, because this is very important to understand. We'll be right back with Greg Mannarino.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The old prospector's ready for more of Erskine Overnight. Let's all stay up and help keep him awake, partner.
We're talking with Greg Mannarino. The desperation of the bankers can be seen in the market rigging. They're rigging the Forex, the LIBOR. They're rigging stocks. They're rigging commodities. They're rigging it because they know they've got a doomed system. You've written that, Greg. It is a doomed system, and they're rigging the market. That is showing you just how desperate they are, and we can expect other surprises. The wars that we're seeing, that's an ultimate surprise to try to get people away from worrying about the economy We're in a war. We can't worry about the economy, the resource scarcity, and then coming up hyperinflation. This is going to mean loss of life, all conducted by the bankers because of their greed and because of this debt-based economy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up war. You see, the propagation of war generates a reason for them to borrow cash into existence. What people don't understand...
Create more debt. That's what you're saying. Create more debt. Borrow more cash.
Exactly.
And then they can keep it going.
Exactly. What people don't understand, and when you say something like, we have a debt-based economic model, people look at you with like you have 10,000 heads. It's funny because it's the core of everything we do, and we need to understand that we do not have a wealth-based system. It's a debt-based system, which means...
That's how money is created. Money is created by debt. It isn't created by wealth,
by being borrowed into existence. This is why, you know, just to put this into a perspective real quick, this is why most people here in the United States and in all the civilized world, you know, civilized, quote-unquote, live paycheck to paycheck, why they're all in debt, why our country is $18 trillion plus dollars in debt, why we do not have a surplus here. It's a debt, and it can never stop. So when people go, hey, you know, how come we don't have a balanced budget? How come we're not limiting spending? It's because our policymakers realize this, but they can't tell their constituents, hey, you know what? We can't balance the budget because we need to keep borrowing this cash into existence. Now, let me just put up another perspective on this. So at a very basic level, and no one needs a degree in anything to understand what I'm about to say and why we right now are staring down the barrel of hyperinflation despite the fact that we are now seeing deflation. Now, let's go over that just real quick. To understand it, again, at its core, right before, well, let's put it this way. The Federal Reserve has printed over $3.5 trillion out of thin air, status post the crash of 2008, to keep this whole thing buoyed and keep it all propped up.
Where is it? It hasn't hit yet, has it?
Exactly. I love the
way
you said
that. That's money velocity, right? Explain money velocity, Greg.
Exactly. So money velocity is the rate at which cash is moving through an economy. But here's the problem. At one particular point here, when all of this cash that has been printed out of thin air makes its way to the consumer side of the monetary base, what you're going to have is all of these extra printed dollars, these 3.5 plus trillion, some people say it's more than that, chasing the same amount of goods. And what will that cause? Inflation. Now, the issue with the Federal Reserve is they've backed themselves into a corner. We've seen the dollar strength take off over the past several months. The Federal Reserve will not allow this to happen. They've spoken about this over and over again. They do not want the dollar strong. They need a weak dollar for many, many reasons. So, very soon, in this year, I have no doubt, and this is one of my predictions for the coming year, we are going to see a new quantitative easing money printing program, probably the biggest yet, to fight this deflation. Now, the Federal Reserve is going to get it wrong, as they always do. And again, they're going to keep printing cash out of thin air, and all of those extra printed dollars are going to chase the same amount of goods. Let me put another perspective on this for people that may be listening that don't understand it. When the Federal Reserve comes out and says, hey, everyone, we're going to keep interest rates low, and now we understand something I've been saying since forever, that the Federal Reserve is not going to raise interest rates. And you had people like Steve Leisman and all these other guys on the mainstream media saying, oh, they're going to raise it early next year or mid-next year. Now the Fed is saying they're not going to raise it till whenever because they can't. So people like me and you and Peter Schiff and everyone, we were all correct. But the issue is this. The world central banks are still going to pull things out of a hat that we cannot even believe. And you said that earlier. In the introduction, and I think that's the main reason why people, including me, have gotten the timing of this off for a while, because we didn't understand what lengths that they would go through to keep this propped up, the propagation.
Let's give one example of that. One example, the 5 million immigration. That's a dollar propping up method, isn't it? Explain it.
100%. Them allowing all these illegals to come into here to the United States. You know, a perspective is this. You know, people go, hey, you know, they're human beings. They're not illegal aliens. Really? Well, okay, I understand that. But how come you need to go through a TSA, you know, strip search at an airport before you can fly anywhere or whatever? But meanwhile, letting all these illegals in here for nothing. Who knows what they have? Who knows what they're getting through?
Well, what they're going to have is death, and that's what they want.
Exactly. That's really the core of this. It's all a dollar-propping-up mechanism. Bring all these people in here so we have a reason to borrow cash into existence. When all this started going down, what happened? Joe Biden went over there and all up to the countries over the South American countries, said, I'm going to give you this many billions, just to, you know, try to stave this off. This is all they're looking for, is reasons to keep the system propped up. People don't understand how dangerous this is, and this is why this is the greatest threat to humankind. Is this a dead bubble? Forget about the stock market. People are always looking in the wrong spot. When you're looking for the collapse, the entire collapse of the system, you need to be looking at the debt market or the bond market. Right now, the Federal Reserve is suppressing these interest rates. How are they doing this? By printing cash out of thin air and buying bonds. The Federal Reserve is not magical. They can't just say it. They have to get into the market and make it happen. So when they're telling people, hey, you know, we're not printing cash out of thin air, we're not doing anything that we shouldn't be doing, well, it's all nonsense, because they have to. They have to keep the interest rates low to keep the system propped up.
But so you want to look at something, look at the bond market, and we've also got another problem with the oil prices going down. This is hurting the banks who are so invested into derivatives, making it more possible for the banks to go under. Let's go to Tom. Tom, are you listening to radio or are you listening on the internet in Florida?
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy holidays to you.
Are you listening on the radio or the internet?
Yes. Listen, what you're saying is also very true. Look what's going on with Cuba already now. You got Venezuela's economy ready to collapse. We're going to be pumping billions of dollars probably into Cuba.
Exactly. You're absolutely
good
correct.
Good comment there, Tom. Absolutely. Total agreement with it. This is ways that we can spend money, because the only way you can bring more money into the economy is to throw up more debt. That's the way it's put together. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. Can I read something to you real fast? It's unbelievable what's going on, like in Europe. You consider a massive ongoing street protest, strikes and acts of civil disobedience in Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece, and
right.
The Netherlands, undertaken by angry Australian ravaged citizens who want to break loose from the Euro and the European Union. Just think what's going on in Europe and what's going to happen with that chaos in Russia. It's insanity.
The European Union is going to break up the next year, because the people will not stand for it any longer. They're tired of being subjugated by the bankers. Go with it, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And this is, you know, it's interesting. What we're witnessing here is this train wreck that keeps getting worse and worse. And I really think we have to be close to a critical mass, where this whole thing is going to come apart, and but fast. In other words, we've seen this slow burn for a while, but at one particular point, we are going to hit that triggering point where it's all going to come down. And going back to the bond market and the debt market, again, could I be wrong on this? Of course I could, but this is what my training and what my belief system is now with regard to finances. We're going to see the debt bubble burst, and that's going to wipe out every other thing connected to finance across the board. Because just think about this. The debt bubble is being propped up. It's hyperinflated. They're keeping these interest rates depressed. At one particular point, first of all, you've got to be nuts to hold a bond. Anyone who's holding a bond now, whether it's a country, whether it's an individual,
you're holding something toxic. We'll be right back with Greg Mannarino. Tom, hold on. We'll be right back on Erskine Overnight.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Glad you could join us again. Don't forget the tanning lotion. It's Erskine Overnight from the Valley of the Sun.
Strap on your seatbelts. We're in for a wild ride with Greg Mannarino. And this is all true. This is what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know, because we're talking about what's happening. We have an epic disaster looming. And this is going to make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Tom, you got another question for Greg?
Yeah, I do. Frank, Greg, let me ask a question. What's going to happen in Europe when all these their foreigners are bringing in here for cheap labor? What's going to happen when there ain't no jobs in Europe? And what's going to happen when their welfare over there collapses? That's going to be a disaster in Europe. Forget the Middle East. What's going to happen over in Europe? What all these
exactly. I mean, this is you're kind of really hitting the nail on the head. What are people going to do when everything that they believe, that have been led to believe, is, blows up in their face? because, you know, none of this is real. It's all being propped up here. We literally have created an environment, an alternative universe in many, many ways by borrowing cash out of the future to live this better now. And when these resources become scarce or disappear completely, because it's all about this debt bubble that they're, or the world central banks are hell-bent on keeping it hyperinflated, when those resources are not available, there is going to be pandemonium in the streets of every country around the world, and the United States is not immune to this. This is why we have, you know, we are under surveillance. Why there are cameras in every corner here? Why the police are being militarized? I mean, they know where this is going.
So they're preparing for martial law because they feel like that there's going to be an economic collapse. Hey, can you give us any time frame on this? I'm not pinning you down a specific date, a time frame, because it can't keep going forever and ever.
No, it can't. And this goes back to the issue I was speaking about earlier. You know, people like myself, for a while, you know, we had no idea what the central banks were going to do to, you know, behind the door, and, you know, the actions that they would take to keep it propped up. So it's very difficult to say when this can happen. But what people need to look at is something I follow all the time. It's called the CBOE Skew Index. Basically, it's an index which tries to measure an outlying event or a black swan. We have been seeing this index climb higher for several months. The last time this thing peaked, we had war that broke out with Hamas and Israel and everything else. You know, we're getting close to a peak here. So, you know, that tells me that something may be lurking, and it could be something very, very big. We don't know. I think we're trying to force, you know, Russia into a direct conflict here. I think that wars are going to be spread, unfortunately, in this year coming up as well. So who knows? I mean, it's just a matter of how long they can keep this debt bubble propped up. And there's probably some more.
I'd like to say something.
Yeah, go, Tom.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's going to happen when the food prices are outrageously high. What are people going to do when there's food rioting all over the world?
Exactly. All over the world, people are going to go into a survival mode. They're going to be, you know, the zombies are going to wake up, and unfortunately, people will be eating each other in the streets. I mean, this is what I've been saying to people for years now, using that exact term, eating each other in the streets. Absolute pandemonium, survival mode. In a worst-case scenario here, and you always have to think of things in those terms. You can't say, well, you know, it might not get that bad. Well, because if you're not prepared, then, you know, then you're asking for the worst.
We're almost at a tipping point, aren't we?
I think we are. I think we're very close to a tipping point here. And I'll tell you something, I'm serious. The Federal Reserve is going to have to do something soon. They're not going to let this deflationary period continue. They're not going to allow the dollar strength. They're going to start diluting the money further and further. But what people don't understand is that lag effect. This money that they've printed out of thin air for years now will make its way over to the consumer side of the monetary base. And all we need to do, and you brought this up, I know we've spoken about it, is watch that money velocity. We start seeing that kick up. That's when you know we're getting very, very close. And right now we're still at historic lows. This is why we're not seeing inflation yet. But when it kicks up, we're all in a lot of trouble.
Tom, and also Greg, something else that we need to bring up, that the dollar is in a terminal phase. The yuan swap is going to Canada, the UK, Brazil, and the city of Los Angeles. Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, the dollar... Well,
hello?
Yes, Tom.
They have 150,000 gang members in L.A., and like you just brought up Brazil. Brazil is at 10.5% interest rate. Brazil's going crazy. And, I mean, like you said earlier, the whole world's unraveling. I hate to say it. I hate to be a pessimist, but I firmly believe that's what's going to happen. And
you're not being a pessimist, Tom. You're being a realist.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's good to hear people.
But what
about
this yuan swap, including the city of L.A.? Dollar as a reserve currency is going down, and when that happens, it's in a death spiral. When that happens, the United States goose is cooked, isn't it?
Well, I mean, just look at the grand scheme of things. The United States has already fallen. We're now number two. No one talks about it. Obama, God forbid, he brings it up that, you know, now under his watch, we're now the number two economy in the world. It's no secret And we've known this for years upon years, that the Chinese have been gearing up. They want the world's reserve currency, or they do not want the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Maybe they want some other thing. But, I mean, the country that has the privilege of having a world reserve gets a lot of benefits. Now, our policymakers, the Federal Reserve, has done everything wrong. The U.S. dollar, and I've been saying this and used my words, is in a terminal phase, despite what it's been doing lately, going up. The Fed will not allow it. The Fed is going to kill the dollar. They are determined to kill the rest of it. They've already got 98% of its value since the inception of central banking. They're going to get that last 2% of it. This is why it takes two incomes to support a family now. Why everything, why gasoline is what, cheap at what, it's 260 something on my corner. I don't consider that too cheap, you know. But this is going to get much, much worse. And like Tom had brought up, what are people going to do here when you have all those extra dollars chasing the same amount of goods? When you have a gallon of gasoline that's not touchable at whatever price it might be, $50, $100 a gallon, bread, you know, basic things people need to live. This can happen in a worst-case scenario. We've seen this before, never with their world reserve currency, but the way things are going, to keep this propped up, they're going to instigate more wars, more death, more of our sons and daughters going off to war to support the system.
The world is going to become the Weimar Republic. If this happens, what can you have that is worth anything? And I think I know the answer. What is it, Greg?
Well, you need tangible assets. It's something I've been saying since day one. You know, you need to be, right now, again, you have suppressed assets, and none more so, in my opinion, based upon the debt around the world, than physical gold and silver. You know, I'm silver is my favorite asset.
Thanks, Tom.
Greg, I'd like to know who actually took us off the gold standard. I believe it was Nixon, but why? Who actually were the people?
Oh, I could explain that. What if,
that's a very interesting concept, and it's amazing that you brought this up, too. You know, we were taken off of a gold standard. It was supposed to be a temporary thing to fight the Vietnam War. Let me put this into perspective. What people don't understand is the entire Vietnam War was only fought to establish a fiat monetary system and the petrodollar. It had nothing to do with anything else. So, but that's how dastardly this is. Every life sacrifice on every side was only done for that reason, to establish.
Well, there were two other things that happened on that. Number one, we made an agreement with the Saudis that if you will accept only gold and, or rather, only the dollars, that we would protect you from everything
that
goes on. That's why we're giving them so much favor, this, that, and the other, even though they don't let women drive, and we're not going into all that. And also, when you have the world reserve currency, it's also why we went to Iraq, because Saddam Hussein was going off of the dollar.
Yeah.
So what you've got is basically, if a country wants to get oil and gas, they have to trade in the dollar. Only two ways to get. Give us services in which we pay for it, or go to a bank in which you're going to pay higher fees. That's why we did it in large part, and Vietnam was a part of that too, right?
100%. The central banks have cut the world by the nuts here, because in order for any country, just like you said, to acquire oil, they have to convert their currency into U.S. dollars first, creating an ever-increasing demand for these dollars, and then they can buy the oil. This is going to fall apart, the system, at one particular time, I think. And it's going to be very, very ugly, because they're not going to go down without a fight here. And
the BRIC nations are breaking this. They're breaking it big.
A lot of nations don't want to deal with this anymore. Because, again, why? It's the Federal Reserve has mismanaged, and we're along with our policymakers as well. They're all on the same team. It's the military-industrial complex have mismanaged everything. They're trying to create a two-tier society. The middle class is being systematically destroyed, and, you know, and people need to understand that right now they have a choice as to what side of this equation they want to be on. You want to be in their system, then you keep hoarding these dollars that they're going to dilute into oblivion, or you want to get out of it. You need to get yourself into hard assets, period.
Plus, the U.S. doesn't have any gold, because the Germans went to look for the gold, and they said, we'll let you look at it in 8 years. They said, no, we just want to look at it. No, you can't look at it for 8 years. I mean, we are out of gold. Tom, thank you so much for the call.
Tom, thanks. Good
really, talking. Really great comments. And we'll be right back with Greg Mannarino.
Well, more stimulation, action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
Stick around. Erskine will be right back.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
When it's good, you just know it. That's why you came back for more of Erskine Overnight.
Start with Greg Manarino, and his website is traderschoice.net and gregorymanarino.com. Get up there. He's got some fabulous books, Advice for Life and Options Trading and Money Matter. And that's an ebook for only $2.95 and 4 simple option strategies that work. That's free. Greg's basic method of operation, he's making money in the stock market. He's taking that money and investing in gold and silver. Now's the time. Gold and silver at a bargain price. And I wondered wondered about the wars, why we would be giving in Benghazi aid and we would be sending all these military weapons to go from Benghazi over to Turkey to go to fight Assad in Syria, which is basically was going to ISIS. Why? Because we need to prop up the dollar. We're having more and more wars to do the same thing. That it's starting to fall to in place, doesn't it, Greg? If you think about their insane rationale behind it, they don't care about people at all. It's just about the money situation to keep the musical chairs going, isn't it?
Without any doubt, that's exactly what's going on here. And it's very sad that people, so either they don't care enough or they just, you know, they don't want to know. But until it affects them, and it absolutely will, and when it affects them in their pocketbook or their family members are sent off to some foreign land to go fight for some, you know, some propped up, made up thing, then they're going to start to care about it. But until that point, unfortunately, you know, the wheels of the mechanism are going to be greased with the blood and guts of all of us. It's a shame.
I don't understand this wand swap, why the city of L.A. would be part of this and working with the Chinese dollars. What is that all about, Greg?
Well, it's about, you know, it's about, again, what we were speaking about earlier. The U.S. dollar is a doomed currency. Unfortunately, there's no way out of it at this particular point. Unless there is no way. I was going to say, unless they want to reinstitute some type of a gold standard, which they never will, because that would give up the power of the world's central banks. There's going to be some other new system that they already have in the works. I don't have any idea what it is, but
energy credits. I've heard that talked about, energy credits.
Yeah, they're going to offer some solution to the problem down the line here when this stuff really hits the fan here, because the debt-based economic model is really at its very, very end here. Our debt-to-GDP ratio here in the United States is over 100%. Whenever this happens, historically, you can, and anyone can look this up, the economy begins a terminal decline, which accelerates. So there is a zero economic recovery here in the United States, despite...
We're in real danger, though, Greg, because they're going to be pulling out every stop, these central bankers. They've got surprises you and I couldn't even dream about coming up to try to keep it going as long as they possibly can, don't they?
Exactly. And I think the main mechanism they're going to use to prop it up is war. Create more reasons for wars, true or not. You know, whatever they're going to do. When you start seeing on the mainstream media, when they start showing you more brutal acts by whatever party they're trying to demonize, true or not, that's when you know they're going to start instituting, you know, they get the public hyped up. Say, hey, look what they're doing. They're beheading people. They're chopping children's heads off, too. You know, we really have to do something now. So this is what they do. It's the same mechanism. We've seen this over and over again. They did the same thing after 9/11. And they're going to do it again and again. It'll never stop. And more people are going to die. More and more people are going to become richer. And more people are going to suffer. But we're witnessing here, in its most basic sense, is the elimination of the middle class, the creation of a two-tier society. That's the way I see it going here. It's happening right before our eyes, and it's going to get much, much worse. This temporary relief, if you want to call it that, with commodity prices and crude included, is just temporary, because the U.S. dollar is stronger now, so it can buy more things. That's why you've seen the pressure on commodities. The U.S. dollar would not be allowed to be strong. It will come back down, and you're going to see all these commodity prices come back up, probably even higher than they were before. Even people like T. Boone Pickens is saying this is a temporary thing, this crude oil issue, and this is being done on purpose. The United States government, I'm convinced now at this point, is working with the Saudis to punish Russia in particular, and other countries. So this is what they're doing. They're trying to hurt their economies by putting pressure on crude oil. That's all this is.
Now, China is buying gold. They're not letting any out of China. India, they're buying silver. They're showing us the way. Let's go to Dave in Arizona listening to KFNN. Dave?
Guys, great show, great interview, Erskine. Just one comment for your guest. In addition to driving the price of oil down, and you're right, they're forcing Putin to deplete his energy reserves as well as his gold. But there's another aspect, too. the Western banks last week cut off Russian liquidity to the banks, and that's going to basically cause a currency deflation, and you're going to see food lines in Russia like they've never seen on this planet.
Exactly, I agree with you 100%. And I think what they're doing the same thing like we did to Japan. They're going to force hand. This is the propagation of war, like we've been talking about. I think they want to institute a war with Russia. I really do. They don't care how many lives, millions. They don't care how many people die. They just need to keep this propaganda.
No, you're doing a war with Russia. You're doing a war with China. By the way. That's you, Dave Hodges. See, you're listening tomorrow night to Dave Hodges right here.
Oh, boy, I can't escape detection here.
No, you can't. No, you can't. And that's a show you need to be on, Greg. He is absolutely tremendous, and Greg Mannarino is the best. Any other question for you, Dave?
Oh, no. Hey, great show. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a very important part. We are putting Russia into a box. And yeah. You put a cat into a box, they're going to come out fighting. But you've got Russia and China. It's a war we're not going to win. The world won't win it. This is insanity, in my opinion.
Complete insanity, Erskine. And it's unfortunate that people are just not waking up fast enough. It's too late, I think, at this particular point. There's nothing that can be done. The wheels are already set in motion here. We can talk about it. We can speculate about it. But we need to really think about how to protect ourselves. And we need to get away from this paper currency. It's something I've been saying since I sat down.
Gold and silver is at a bargain right now. A bargain. You're not going to see it this cheap for long, are you?
Absolutely not. And even if it goes lower, who cares? I hope it does go lower. I'll buy more of it. I mean, you know, people it doesn't make any sense why people get upset. Oh, I bought it here at this price and now it's lower. So what? Buy more of it. Because this is not a short-term trade. If you want a short-term fix, do what I do and trade derivatives. Seriously, don't get all up in arms about this. Embrace it.
Buy it, put it away, don't even look at it. It's for an emergency if everything breaks loose, and it's going to break loose. We can see the handwriting. It's not just on the wall. It's being put up in the sky. It's everywhere. We're seeing what's happening. Right, Greg?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. I mean, really, all you need is one, barely one eye open and maybe one functioning brain cell, and you can see what's going on around you. And unfortunately, most people are so dumbed down at this particular point and so caught up in the nonsense that they're force-feeding them that they don't see it. It's like the boiling frog syndrome. You know, it's incredible.
Now, you can get 2 weeks free. Specifics of trades, $49 a year. It'll pay for itself very quickly. Go up to the websites, which are, you can see at erskineonradio.com, and you go to traderschoice.net, gregorymannarino.com. You've got it all up there, and that bargain for $295 on the ebook. Come on, Greg, you're giving it away.
You know, I'm trying to make this stuff accessible to everyone, every possible way that I can, because it's just so important. It really is. Shows like this is so important. People need to wake up. They need to get other people to understand. And no matter what you do, some people aren't going to wake up.
It's so important because you're not going to hear it on mainstream media. They don't want to hear you. They don't want you on mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the truth, they can't handle the truth. They don't want you putting out the truth. You know that's happened. You've had things happen with your website and everything else.
Yeah,
we know that this is true. They don't want you on mainstream. And I want to thank our listeners for listening to this program and others because it does make a difference. You're getting the information that those in power don't want you to have.
Exactly. Good deal. I love it.
Greg Mannarino, thank you. God bless you. You and your lovely wife and family, thank you for being on Erskine Overnight. Thank you for ending the year, and may 2015 bring you health and happiness, my friend.
Same to you, man. Same to you.
We'll talk with you next week on Erskine Overnight. Please go up to my website. Listen to Dave Hodges. He's on tomorrow night about the same time. Does a wonderful show. He's a great guy. Thanks for listening. Sweet dreams. Happy New Year.
Portions of tonight's program were pre-recorded. Most weren't. The views expressed don't necessarily represent those of this station, our network, advertisers, or Erskine Communications, LLC. In fact, if questioned, we'll deny that this program ever existed. Sweet dreams.